Welcome everyone to Mark's Labor Day conference call with Toronto Argonauts and Hamilton Tiger Cats. I'll pass the meeting over to Ms. Claire Hutchinson. Please go ahead.
Hi everyone, this is Claire Hutchinson from the League office. Welcome to the first of our week 12 Mark's Labor Day weekend preview conference calls. On the line today we have McLeod Bethel-Thompson, Marcus Ball, Jeremiah Mazzoli, and Simone Lauren. We'll jump straight into a Q&A, so operator, let's kick things off with the first question.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star 1. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing star 1. You may cancel your question by pressing the pound sign. So please press star 1 if you have a question. There will be a brief pause allowing you to register. So first question is from Dan Rowell from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Gentlemen, if I'd like to direct this to Marcus and Simone, because the two of you have been around for more than one Labor Day matchup. But Simone, what does Labor Day mean to you? And then I'll switch it over to Marcus right after, please.
I mean, it's just one of those games where I feel like it's those games where everything's understood. Like, I love Labor Day just because, especially over here in Hamilton, the whole city, that's what everybody looks forward to. We're going to have a big crowd, and everybody, it's a rivalry game. And the thing about rivalry games is everything's understood. You don't got to do too much talk, and you know what kind of game it's going to be.
How about you, Marcus, if I may?
The way I see Labor Day, man, this shit is exciting because, you know, growing up, growing up, loving the game and playing the game, man, it's always one game, it's always one opponent, it's always one guy that you always wanted to go against and to, you know, the backyard brawl, so to speak. And, you know, it's exciting being an Argo because we get to go against the Ticats every Labor Day, and that's always a hard-nosed, you know, 12-round bout type of game. So it's exciting to go against these guys. And I mean, Labor Day is, you know, you can throw the records out the book, man. It don't matter. It's all about us beating them boys.
I really wish you two played on opposite sides of the field. It would be fun to watch Marcus play offense and Simone play defense or vice versa.
Simone don't want that. Simone don't want to see me 30.
Man, ask your quarterback why he's so good.
Geez, it doesn't take much, does it? Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris Schultz from TSN. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys, just a question to the quarterbacks about processes and procedures. Let's say you got the ball in your own 40. It's a second and 8. It's a passing down. And you go to the line of scrimmage. I'm interested in what you guys see from the defense without giving any trade secrets away. Do you look at the safety first, the defensive seven? Do you look at your ultimate one-on-one where you think you complete the pass? What is the process or the procedure you guys go through reading a defense? Jeremiah, if you could go first, please.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking for where the defense isn't, you know, just looking to try to see what advantage we got on either side, depending on what play we got called.
McLeod?
I think it's all predicated on the play call, too. You got to see you have your different keys and your different matchups on different plays. So it's all predicated on situation and time on the clock and down and distance and everything like that. So, but usually you try to see as much as you can without making yourself go dizzy. So definitely depends on play to play, and you try to lock into what you need to see on that play.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, if you have a question, please press star 1. Following question is from David Marsudi from the FanSided Network. Please go ahead.
This is for both teams. I'll start with the quarterbacks first. This game has a lot on the line for both teams. Positioning in the East is big. So how much does that bring into your preparation and knowing how vital this game is? McLeod, if we can start with you.
Definitely. I mean, it's definitely season-defining for us. I mean, our defense has been playing such good ball for the whole season. We've been playing championship level, and it's time for our offense to live up to that. And this is a game that can be season-defining, right? I mean, Hamilton's one game ahead of us, and they're in the same situation. I think we're both alike in that. We are both very dangerous teams. We are two of the most talented teams in the league, And our records don't indicate that, but we're playing, at times we play great football. And so I know I can speak about us is that we need to do that more consistently. And it's the back nine right now. It's the back nine of the season. So it's now or never, and we got to get rolling soon.
Jeremiah, I guess the same question to you of, you know, big game for both teams, and especially with the Argos right hot on your trails.
Yeah, for sure. You know, you got the all the ingredients for a great game, the rivalry, Monday game, Labor Day Classic. Like you said, we're in a tight race right now. And any win against any East team, right, it helps us to get ahead. So, yeah, it's a big game for us, preparing like it's a playoff game.
Now, I want to ask Marcus and Simone, especially Marcus, you know, your defense is a little banged up. You guys are going to have some guys step in for injuries. What's going to be key to getting these guys ready to go for such a big game? I know the atmosphere will help, but as a guy, as a leader in the locker room, what are you telling the guys who are having to step in such a key game for your team?
Just to focus on being themselves, man. We got great guys in this locker room, and you know, the front office loads our locker room with great guys and great players who can make plays. It's just a matter of being confident, believing in yourself, and just go be the guy that you are. Go be the guy that you are that brought you here, and go make plays. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to outstep your boundaries or be a superhero or out there. Just, you know, just kind of stay within yourself and be a baller that you are. And the plays will come to you. You know, don't make this game bigger than what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's same. It's just football. But just to continue to keep a mindset that, you know, you are who you are and you're here for a reason. So just do your job and communicate, and everything else take care of itself.
Simone, your team was able to stop a really good quarterback last week in Mike Riley. This is your first time going up against McLeod as a starter. What's your approach to dealing with a new challenge after coming off a pretty impressive performance last week?
We just want to piggyback off the win. You know, it's a Labor Day Classic, so with these kind of games, we don't even got to, like, say much around the guys that we have on the side of our defense. We have a bunch of competitive people on our defense, and, you know, we just go out there. We're going to ball. McLeod, he's a really good quarterback, and, you know, we can't wait for the challenge.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank you. The next question is from Dan Rell from the Canadian Press. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Marcus, if I could ask you to break down Hamilton's offense without giving away trade secrets, of course, but what's going to be a key against them?
Right now, I honestly can't break it down, man. I'm still trying to figure it out. I haven't slept the last 2-3 days. Soli's playing really good ball. They got Green back there in the backfield, who's really carrying the load really well for him. And I mean, Speedy B, Saunders, Tasker. I mean, you just name it, bro. They got players all over the field. They do everything. They do it well. I can't pinpoint one thing they do, as such as a running game or a passing game.
Yeah.
They do everything they do well. So, I mean, it's a huge challenge for us to contain these guys. But most importantly, man, you know, the tip of the iceberg starts with eight, man. Soli is really leading those guys. He's got everybody playing at a high rate. So it's going to be tough, but, you know, that's the challenge for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, there are no further questions. Ms. Hutchinson, please go ahead.
All right, guys, I'll just do one more call since these guys took time out of their day. So if you have any questions, now's the time to ask them. We'll just do one more round, and then we'll let them get back to practice.
As a final reminder, if you have a question, please press *1. We have a question from Chris O'Leary from CFL.ca. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys, a question for the linebackers. You're both coming out of, I guess, opposing situations where one team had a big win, the other had a disappointing loss. Does the last game really matter? And does it give, is there momentum, I guess? Does it add to it or take away from it as you go into this big game this week?
It depends. I mean, you always, like, winning is contagious and losing is contagious. So, You know, you just want to be on a winning track. That's my mindset. But the most important game is always the next game. And, you know, it's just how you take it mentally. Everybody's different, so I can't really speak for everybody.
Speaking on our end, this is our playoff game. This is our championship game. Last week doesn't mean anything. Next week doesn't mean anything. Only thing that means everything is Monday night's game. And, you know, with so many, you know, with so much on, you know, on hold for this game and so many ramifications, you know, with standings and everything. I mean, this is the Labor Day game. Just nothing matters. Like I said earlier, you can throw the records out the window. This is Argos versus Ticats, and, you know, pretty much don't get any better than that.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And Ms. Hutchinson, please go ahead.
All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We'll let these guys get back to work. A reminder that we have another media call at 4:15 p.m. Eastern with players from Edmonton and Calgary. Toronto and Hamilton will face off on Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern at Tim Hortons Field. Thanks again. Enjoy your afternoon and see you at 4:15.
Thank you. The conference is now ended. Please disconnect your line at this time. Thank you for your participation.